Blog Talk.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again.
Let us come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Tell me, sir.
This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that all of you had a great week. And everybody's doing well. This time of year is a special time. This coming Sunday is going to be Palm Sunday. And the following Sunday will be Resurrection Sunday. A special day for all of us because Jesus suffered so much and died for our sins. Well, the next two show, we're going to dedicate this all to Jesus, talking about Jesus. My Jesus is everything. What is He to you? Is He your everything? Just look at Jesus. Do you want to know what is on the mind of God? Then look at Jesus. Do you want to know the will of God? Then look at Jesus. Do you want to know what is in the heart of God? Then look at Jesus. Jesus is the exact revelation of what is on the mind and in the heart and in the will of God. Who is Jesus? Well, first, before I answer that question, let me read the scripture coming from Hebrews 1:3. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact presentation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. After He had provided purification for sin, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. Now, who is Jesus? What is there about Him that makes Him so compelling that some of the greatest architect achievement in Europe were built for worship of Him? Some of the world's most beautiful art was created to honor Him. Some of the world's most glorious music was written to praise Him. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. That's coming from John, 1:4. Jesus claims to be the Son of Man. He claims to be walking the earth as a man, true God and true man. Do you believe Him? Who do you say that He is? My Jesus, He is enduring, enduring strong. He is entirely sincere. He is eternal steadfast. He is immortally gracious. He is imperial powerful. He is an impartial merciful. He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of the globe. He is God's Son. He's the sinner's Savior. He's the capture ransom. He's the breath of life. He is the centerpiece of civilization. He stands in the solitude of himself. He is august and he is unique. He's unparalleled and he is unprecedented. He is undisputed and he is undefined. He is unsurpassed and he is unshakable. Who is my Jesus? He is the lofty idea in philosophically. He is the highest personality in psychiatry. He is the supreme subject in literature. He is the unavoidable problem in higher criticism. He's the foundation doctrine of theology. Who is my Jesus? He's the cornerstone, and he's the stumbling stone of all religion. He's the miracle of the ages. My Jesus is everything. He is more. The Word, who was in the beginning with God, is a living person, but he was more. He was a living expression of what is on God's mind, but he's more. He's a living expression of what's on God's heart, but he's even more. He's the very heart of the Almighty God, of the universe, laid bare for all to see. Many knew him, and these are some of the people that knew him. Adam knew him as a beloved father. Eve knew him as the original homemaker. Noah knew him as the refuge for the storm. Abraham knew him as a friend. Moses knew him as the Redeemer. Rahab knew him as the gracious Savior. David knew him as his shepherd. Elijah knew him as the Almighty. Daniel knew him as the Lion Tamer. Mary Magdalene knew him as the Bondage Breaker. Martha knew him as the Promise Keeper. Lazarus knew him as the resurrection and the life. Bartimaeus knew him as the light of the world. John knew him as the glorious king upon the throne. Surely you and I know him too. Knowing Jesus is my joy and reason for living. He is the wind between my wings, the treasure that I seek, the foundation on which I build, the song in my heart, the object of my desire, the breath of my life. He is my all in all. My Jesus is everything. Well, let me tell you a story. Years ago, a man was driving his car down the road. When the engine stalled, try as he might, the driver could not restart the engine. As he stood glaring at it, a polished black limo pulled up beside him. The chauffeur hesitantly jumped out and opened the door for an elegantly dressed gentleman. The man asked the driver about his problem and offered to take a look at the hood. The man had an snub at the idea of such a finely dressed man having any knowledge of a mechanic. But no one else had stopped to help him, so he accepted the assistance and threw open the hood. The gentleman leaned over the engine, twisted a few wires, tapped a few cables, and tightened a few plugs. Then he told the driver to try to start the car. This time, the car responded immediately. As he closed the hood, the driver thanked the gentleman. Then he asked for his name. The gentleman replied simply, "Henry Ford." Henry Ford had made the car, so he knew exactly what was wrong with the car and how to fix it. Maybe many of you have not heard of Henry Ford, but he's a well-known name. Jesus Christ is the one by whom, for whom, and through whom everything was made. He knows what's wrong in your life and how to fix it. Does your life need mending? Who or what do you know that needs fixing? Jesus, as the creator of life, knows how to make it work. Let him take charge and ask him to put it right. The Lord is near to those who have a broken hearted and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflicted of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And that's coming from Psalms 34, 18, 99. Jesus made changes possible. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, and all things have become new. That's coming from 2 Corinthians 5, 17. My Jesus is everything. No means of measure can define his limited love. No far-seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of his shoreless supply. No barrier can hinder him from pouring out his blessing. He forgives and he forgets. He creates and he cleanses. My Jesus is everything. He restores and he rebuilds. He heals and he helps. He reconciles and he redeems. My Jesus is everything. He comforts and he carries. He lifts and he loves. He is the God of second chance, the fat chance, the slim chance, the no chance. My Jesus is everything. One day, excuse me, my Jesus is everything. Our world is looking for love. As human beings, we need to love and be loved. But we are looking all in the wrong places. We look for it from a parent, from a child, from a sibling, from a spouse, from a lover, from a friend, from a pet. But our parents grow old and dies. Our children grow up and live their own lives. Our siblings move out and on. Our spouse are busy, are too tired. Our lover becomes jealous and bored. Our friends are superstitious, are selfish. Our pets can't speak. Our counselor. Who can truly understand the need of the human heart? Who can meet the needs of our hearts? My Jesus is everything. You can always find the love in Jesus. My Jesus is everything. Who is Jesus to you? Have you thought about it? Who is Jesus to you? He discharged the debtors. He delivers the captured. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. He beautifies the meek. He's the key to knowledge. He's the wellspring of wisdom. He is the foundation of faith. My Jesus is everything. He is the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway to peace. He is the roadway of righteousness. My Jesus is everything. He's the gateway to glory. He is the highway to happiness. Jesus knows the small secret of your heart, the unspoken dreams of your imagination, the unveiled thoughts of your mind, the emotion of your feelings, the bitterness, the bitter resentment of your past, the joy and the heartache. He knows all about you, inside out. He knows the deeds and the doubts, the past, the present, and the future. My Jesus is everything. What does he know about you? He knows about your secrets. He knows about your feelings. He knows about your fear. He knows about your joy. He knows about your sorrow. He knows about everything. He knows about everything. My Jesus, he supplies strength to the weary. He increases power to the faint. He offers escape to the tempted. He offers, yes, the escape to the tempted. He sympathizes with the hurting. He saves the hopeless. He shields the helpless. He sustained the homeless. My Jesus is everything. He gives purpose to the aimless. He gives fulfillment to our emptiness. My Jesus is everything. He gives light in the darkness. He gives comfort in our loneliness. He gives fruit in our barrenness. He gives heaven to the hopeless. He gives life to the lifeless. My Jesus is everything. What is Jesus to you? Jesus has been a recipe for a miracle. How had Jesus accomplished the miracle of feeding of 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes? The formula is really quite simple. The disciple gave it all. Jesus took it all. God blessed it all. Jesus broke it all. Jesus supplied all. The disciple gave it all. And the entire multitude was fed. My Jesus is everything. What is he to you? My Jesus is the counselor, one whom profession it is to give advice and manage causes. He is my comforter, one who relieves another of mental distress. He is my helper, one who furnished with relief or support, one who is one of youth and who wants upon another. Intercession, one who acts between parties to reconcile differences. He's a strengthener, one who causes another to grow, become stronger, endure, and resist attacks. Also, he is always on standby, one who can relieve upon either for regular use or emergency. He's always there in spite of any type of situation. Can you imagine? He is a wonderful counselor. Can you imagine how wonderful it would be to have someone with those attributes in your life? Are you distressed today? Then you need a comforter. Are you facing a major decision? Then you need a counselor. Do you need relief or support in your responsibility? Then you need a helper. Do you have a broken relationship? Then you need an intercessor. Are you being criticized, falsely accused, misunderstood? Then you need the advocate. Are you continuously defeated by habits of sin? Then you need a strengthener. Are you unprepared for emergency? Then you need the standby. The Holy Spirit is everything that Jesus is. My Jesus is everything. My Jesus, he guards the young. He seeks the straying. He finds the lost. He guides the faithful. He's right the wrong. He defends the weak. My Jesus is everything. He comforts the oppressed. He welcomes the prodigal son. He heals the sick. He cleansed the dirtiness. My Jesus is everything. He beautifies the barren. He restores the failure. He mends the broken. My Jesus is everything. He fills the empty. He clothes the naked. He satisfied the hungry. My Jesus is everything. He elevates the humble. He forgives the sinner. He raises the dead. My Jesus is everything. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in their spirit. That's coming from Psalms 34:18. What is Jesus to you? My Jesus is everything. I want you to think about it. Things that Jesus is are to you is to you this week. Thinking about all the things and the suffering that he did before, as we approach the Psalms Palm Sunday, just think about how Jesus was spit on, when they took him, and what they did before he went on the cross, the different things that he did, how he suffered for us to save our sins. What is Jesus to you? Jesus is my everything. What kind of, one other thing before we end our show tonight, what kind of trial have caused you to suffer grief? Could it be God has given you a platform of suffering from which you can be a witness of his powerful and grace to those who are watching? Because if we always feel good and look good and lead a good life, if our kids always behave and our boss is always pleased and our home is always orderly and our friends are always available and our bank account is sufficient and our cars always starts and our bodies always feel good and we are patient and kind and thoughtful and happy and loving, on the other hand, if all these things are reversed, if we have a splitting headache, the kid is screaming, the phone is ringing, the boss is yelling, the supper is burning, yet we are still patient, kind, thoughtful, happy, and loving, the world sits up and take notice. The world knows what kind of behavior is not natural. It is supernatural. As we look back, the different things that can happen in our life, but Jesus can make it straight again. He is a way maker. He is our everything. And I ask you this week to think about all the things that Jesus is to us. Because he is my everything. What is he to you? Who is he to you? Well, he is my everything. Have a great week. And think about what is Jesus to you.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before.
worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Help me say.
He's
my Savior.